In Matthew chapter 13, beginning in verse 3, we read, speaking of Jesus, "And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground, and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." This is a classic example of a parable of Jesus. And in order to understand a parable, it's important for us to understand exactly what it is that is meant by the very word itself. In the original language, the word that's translated as parable means literally to throw alongside, for a comparison. And the idea is to compare that which is spiritual and more difficult to understand with something which is physical and more easily understood. That which is common or everyday, so that individuals might be able to recognize the characteristics of the physical and thereby apply those same characteristics and the teachings therefrom to the spiritual as well. We find here that Jesus is comparing the concept of the human heart with different types of soil in which seed, compared to the Word of God, might be sown. Jesus says specifically of the stony places that these are individuals where there's not much earth, places where there's just not much of a capacity for seed to take root. And when they spring up because there isn't much room for them to grow downward, then the sun comes up, scorches them, and because of a lack of root, these plants, they die right away. He compares this in Matthew chapter 13, verses 20 and 21, to an individual's heart, but an individual whose heart is shallow, an individual who, because of the stony things of this life, doesn't allow himself to have the Word of God implanted upon him and for it to take root and to produce as it could and as it should. Jesus says there in verse 20 and 21, "But he that receiveth the seed, the Word of God, into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet he hath he not root in himself, but endureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended." Jesus says that an individual who receives the Word of God but doesn't allow it to take root in his life is an individual who, like those shallow, stony places of soil, cannot endure the trials and tribulations of this life. The Apostle John tells us that there are all kinds of things that cause us to stumble and fall in this life: the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And if we don't move those things out of the way, and we don't get those things of this life that cause us difficulties out of our way, then it is impossible for the Word of God to take root deep within our heart and for us to produce the fruit of the Spirit as we are commanded to do in Galatians chapter 5. It is important for each of us to strive to make certain that we are not that shallow type of Christian which cannot produce that which our God requires of each and every one of us, to clear away the field of our heart that we might be that good and proper soil, ready to hear and to accept and to perform the works that are commanded of us within the Word of God. Thank you very much.